Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
I bet Sarah was one of those kids in school complaining that I won the
race. Not everyone should get a medal. Cormac shouldn't get a medal because he came last.
I bet you were. Unnecessary attack.
I bet you were.
I wasn't actually. I was resigned to my failure.
No. Well, actually, there's a move towards everyone. A participation medal, I suppose. And school sports days are happening all over the country. And there is that move in some areas. But I just wonder, is it bad for kids? Should we let them win? And should we let the losers lose? Dr. Maura Trasnichala is a sport and exercise psychologist and a medical doctor. And she joins us now to discuss this. Good evening to you, Doctor.
Oh, good evening, Cormac.
I will too. Camagher, Mila. Now, we went to the same school, myself and Maura Trasnichala, but she was just a smidgen younger than me. I don't remember if we
I
all...
I just want to get that out there. That's most important.
I don't remember if we all got a participation medal, though.
No, we didn't. And you know, actually, I was just going down memory lane after I got the call for this afternoon. I still have the memory of the lovely certificates that were printed out on coloured paper with Skull Victoria if you came first, second or third. And I know I had at least two, one for the egg and spoon race and one for the three-legged race. And I had them and they had pride of place in my bedroom.
Is it a bad thing to let the losers lose?
No, it is not a bad thing to let the losers lose. It's probably a bad thing to let the same people lose all the time, though. And the whole idea of sports days, we all know a lot more than we did even a generation ago when it comes to keeping kids motivated. And that's what this is all about. It's not about defining winners and losers. It's about keeping people active and keeping kids active. And the beauty of school sports day is you can be really creative. It's not like the GAA. I know they were in the news last week about the Go Games and reminding people that, you know, it's about every child having a chance and not having the underage coach living vicariously through the dreams of his children. But like with sports days, you have much more room for kind of latitude to be creative, imaginative, to create a way that either everyone gets a participation medal or you can find a way that every child goes home with some kind of an award.
How? Because I think my school way back when tried that with what was honestly, I don't think it was called this, but it was the loser's race. It was all the people who hadn't won anything got to go in a race together. And I was always in that race. That was always me in the loser's race. And I never won the loser's race either. I didn't even come third. Like, so I lost the loser's race, you know.
No, that is awful. That is terrible. The loser's race. I mean, straight away.
I don't think it was called that, but kids, I mean, you know, yeah, go on.
You knew what it was. And
I knew. We all knew.
The kids are competitive and kids know, and kids are competitive when they think they're in with a shot of winning. It would be like me lining up at sports day at Skull Victoria thinking I was going to win the 100 meter race. I knew I had a Rashford's chance in that.
Not
so I used to focus
the
on the things where I thought I could. Absolutely. Well, they were all far too old, but I mean, But you know, I could focus on the things where I thought I might win. I could strategize at home, like the sack race. I remember practicing in an old turf sack to practice for the sack race, you know, being filthy coming of an evening. So there are ways, like, for example, just being a bit creative about it. Like, for example, look at the weather we have today. Why not have like a something similar to the ice bucket challenge where you put a bucket of water or a container of water on every child's head and create an obstacle course. And it's not the person who finishes the fastest, but the one who arrives at the end with the most water in the container. You know, simple things like that. There are ways that all of a sudden the child who's the biggest, the strongest, the person who's best at running at one straight line isn't going to win. Or put them into teams like a little scavenger hunt or maybe a treasure hunt where you're very strategic and you make sure, you know, the fastest child and maybe the strongest child and the smallest or the weakest child or the shyest child are in there, or something, you know, that the child will excel. Like, again, when I think back in the day, we're very much football country where I'm from, and we didn't know what end of a hurl was up or down. And I remember there was one day there was a child who'd moved from another school, and I think he's from Sligo, and all of a sudden they brought in a puck father, and sure, most of us couldn't even hit the shutter with it. And then this kid who was rather quiet all of a sudden had this big massive puck of the ball. We're like, wow, that is amazing. And he all of a sudden became this new person in our eyes. So teachers know their children inside out. The kids are in the class with them all year round, and find ways that they know they'll excel.
Okay. so the teachers can try and do that, right? I wonder what responsibility should parents accept here? Because I know a couple of teachers who dread sports day because they say there's always those parents who are there at the finish line, for example, arguing, you know, no, my child didn't come in third, they came in, or didn't come in fourth, they came in third, or arguing over, like, you know, the call at the finish line or whatever it might be, that they need to be on the podium. Like, do parents, do you think, get too invested in some instances and then maybe pass that on to kids?
It's a problem. It's a huge problem. And it's why the GAA had to reiterate about the Go Games last week as well. And children would be okay if the adults left them alone. And I found over the years as well, whenever I've, you know, sometimes I might be brought into clubs to speak to kids, and sometimes I might be, you know, younger teenagers or maybe on the cusp of adolescence. And the first thing they say once the real grown-ups leave the room is that they wish their parents didn't shout so much. And you hear it with kids as well, coming up even to minor football age, you know, they can hear their parents shouting. They can hear. And the things that are said at the sideline to what are essentially children, any child age 17 and 364 days, that is a child, and the abuse that is thrown at them, and the abuse thrown at teachers and coaches as well.
Yeah.
So I absolutely understand.
Right.
And I think
it's
no more.
Parents,
we
should
have
parents
to have
stay away
tolerance.
Altogether? Sorry, I know Cormac
no,
wants to get a question, but should they stay away altogether from sports day?
Unless they're being unhelpful, I think it gets to the point where the school has to be very strong and they have to tell parents, this is what's going to happen. If you're going to behave this way, you're going to be put out and you're going to be embarrassing your child even more.
Kids like to see their parents there, but maybe not like to hear them. What do you say, though? You said kids don't like losing all the time. So if that's happening, what do you say to a kid?
It's very hard. You have to build up that child's confidence in other ways. You really have to not be the parent who just said, well, if you ran faster, you'd win it, or you're not training, or, you know, you need to find a way to speak that child's language. Say, yeah, OK, you didn't win the 100 metre sprint, but, you know, I know you're very good at longer distance. So let's get you working, doing maybe a couch to 5K with me. We'll do it together. Or let's try this sport or try that sport, or have a basketball ring outside and get very good at your 3-pointers. Every child, there is a physical activity for everyone. And if we all just copped on and realised that, instead of putting our own egos to the forefront as adults, we would actually have, within a generation, we'd have a much more physically literate and physically active country as a whole.
Well done, Anwa, An Ola Sarfa, Dr. Maurit Chastani Kiala, sport and exercise psychologist and medical doctor. Thank you very much indeed.